Do your kids give you a run for your money with food? Sometimes kids are picky. Sometimes we allow pickiness by jumping through hoops, hoping that they will eat something. No one solution fixes every eating issue. Today, I will give you one way that has been effective for me, and that is renaming. It worked in my home with my kids and when I did daycare with other people's kids. So join in for this funny story that you might be able to grab a nugget of idea to implement that works for you. Does your child have a speech-language delay and you really want them to talk? Do difficult behaviors derail home life and you know the frustration is a communication struggle? Does your child see a speech therapist? And you wonder, what do they do? And how can I help? If these or similar questions are in your mind, this podcast is for you. Hello, my name is Dina Lynn Rosenbusch. I am a speech-language pathologist that has worked with children from birth to 21 for 3 decades. And in my classrooms, I see you wanting to connect with the heart of your child, but their speech and language skills create a barrier. So if you have a kiddo that has difficult behaviors, needs to expand their language or learn to say speech sounds, and maybe even receives speech therapy, stay tuned. Because in this podcast, you will learn how to use your daily life as a tool to communication practice and how to do that practice. You will become confident knowing you are making the difference you want to make. And you will hear success stories of parents who have navigated these struggles already. We'll do this all while focusing on building deep, meaningful connection and confidence in your kiddo. So grab a cup of coffee along with a notebook and pen. It's time to speak in the way your child's brain understands. And that is the language of play. Hey there, parents. Have you ever stopped to think about how many skills are involved in listening? It's not just about hearing words. It's about understanding, interpreting, responding, and so much more. And when it comes to speech and language development in children, these listening skills are absolutely crucial. So join us for an upcoming webinar as we unpack the various facets of listening and discover how strengthening these skills can pave the way for your child's success in communication. Trust me, you won't want to miss it. Click on the show notes below to find your way to sign up. All right, let's talk about picky eaters today. Just recently, my grandson was visiting, and as some of you know, he's about three, almost three, and he says, "I don't want lunch. I want snack." So I decided one day to just call lunch snack. Simply put, I renamed lunch and I called it snack. That's it. And he ate it. I've been doing this now for about 8 months. It's still working. In fact, he never has lunch at my house anymore. He never really has supper at my house. We call both of them snack. So there you go. One example of renaming that actually worked amazingly. Here's the second one. When my daughter was small, she did not like milk. I didn't know why she didn't like milk, but I wanted her to drink her milk, and she liked juice, and she insisted to have juice. So I started calling milk cow juice. That's it. She started drinking her milk. I didn't need to put chocolate or anything into it. I simply had to call it cow juice. Now, this was an off-the-cuff attempted solution in the moment, and it worked. And we called it cow juice for a long time. I think it was a couple of years. Now, prior to these two experiences, I had an experience with adults, and maybe this is what actually planted the idea in my mind that this is possible. But here's what happened. I was in my 20s, and I wanted to make a cheesecake for my father-in-law. My mother-in-law was helping me, and she gave me the ingredients, and I put all the ingredients in the bowl and mixed. If you've ever made cheesecake, you know that you need to beat that cream cheese smooth with some other ingredients before you throw the eggs in. Well, I was not aware of this at the time, so I just beat it all together, and it looked like cottage cheese in egg yolks. it looked pretty terrible. And my mother-in-law just gasps, and then she giggles, and she has the idea, well, let's just bake it anyway, because it should taste good. And as we were baking it, we decided we were going to call it cottage cheesecake. After all, it did look like cottage cheesecake. When I served it with the name cottage cheesecake, everybody loved it. No one had any idea that this was actually a mistake that I had made. No, in fact, they asked that I make it again. My mother-in-law and I burst out laughing. And if they're listening to this podcast, they might actually know the rest of the story. But otherwise, to date, I've never told them. Just a couple years ago, I was at a restaurant that served sprouted broccoli. I didn't know what that was, so I ordered sprouted broccoli. When I saw it on my plate, I knew that somebody left it in the garden too long, and it had gone to seed. But somebody was resourceful and cut it off anyway and cooked it up nicely and served it. They simply gave it a different name. I think what that does for us is it opens our mind to receive this new thing. We are no longer locked in the box of the opinion, I don't like, or it should look or taste this way. But rather, we have the idea that something new is coming, and we leave ourselves open to enjoying it. So parents, for what it's worth, that is my story of renaming, and I still use it to this day. I did daycare for a time, and I did the same thing with those children. It was amazing how many healthy foods they would eat when they didn't call it beans or whatever food it was that they thought they didn't like. So that is my one trick for you for today to help with your picky eaters. Just call it something different and be pleased with it. But there is a second trick to this. You have to shift yourself into the mindset that they're going to eat it and enjoy it. You need to be energetically in that frame of they will eat and enjoy. So when you serve it to them, you're not waiting for a rejection. You don't pause and watch wondering, but rather you serve the food to them. You're going to eat it beside them. You're going to be smiling and saying, oh, this is fabulous. Of course, sometimes they won't think it's fabulous, but even in that state, when we don't force them to eat it, but we say to them, good for you for trying it. And you don't need to correct anything. But rather, you can say to them, that's okay, you don't like it today. We'll try it again tomorrow. Because you'll shift their mindset into the thinking that, oh, I'm going to grow into this. Especially if you use those words. So initially, you just assume that there's going to be no rejection of the food, and you treat it the same way you do when you give them their favorite food. And when you do come up to some rejections, you confidently let them know you're proud of them for trying it and let them know that you're going to try again. And as they get bigger, they're going to eventually like it. And if you have a kiddo that is going to reject even your words, have your eyes sweet and calm and your faces too as you communicate with them. You're so sweet. You're cute. Keeping the mindset that they just don't know yet. And you are letting them grow. I hope that works as well for you as it did for me. And I would love to hear your stories if you decide to try it. As we finish today, I want to remind you of the free webinar that is titled Beyond Obedience, Unveiling the Power of Listening in Kids. I hope that you join me there, and you will find that link in the show notes. Hey parents, I hope you found this episode helpful. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who also lives or works with children? I would really appreciate it if you would leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. I read every review and it lights me up to know that this show is making a difference. Then come join my Facebook community, where you'll meet other parents who are dedicated to helping their children grow too. You'll find the link in the show notes. Thank you for joining me. Now it's time to go. Let's pop our kiddos in the strollers and go look around outdoors and see what we have to talk about.